Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. Two individuals were involved in a car chase and resulting crash near Emporia.
The chase started when deputies from the Chase County Sheriff's Office attempted to stop a car for reckless driving at Highway 50 near mile marker 316. Reportedly, the car was moving at over 100 miles per hour and tried to evade the deputies. As the chase moved into Emporia, the vehicle left the highway and crashed into a ditch on Road G in the 1700 block. Both occupants managed to get out of the car before it caught fire. The two occupants, a man and a woman, were taken to Newman Regional Health.
A Kansas animal shelter reunited a pup with its owners 2 years after parting ways. Helping Hands Humane Society posted on its social media a story of owners who thought their pet was gone. Panda's owners live in Colorado and reported him missing in that state back in 2021. Shelter staff and his owners have no idea how he got to Kansas. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Good afternoon. I'm Mandy Fick with your KQNK News brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly has approved updated drought declarations for Kansas counties with Executive Order 23-04, saying Kansans have been resilient in the face of drought this past year, though even with some regions receiving significant rainfall, she strongly encourages all Kansans to continue to be mindful of ways they can conserve water and minimize fire hazards. The drought declaration placed 55 counties into an emergency status, 18 counties in a warning status, and 32 into a watch status, and this includes locally Norton and Phillips counties in drought emergency status. This action was recommended by Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office and chair of the governor's drought response team. While most of western Kansas has seen relief from drought in the last 2 months, central and southeast Kansas counties have continued to be dry, with nearly 30% of Kansas currently in extreme or exceptional drought. Through an interagency agreement between the Kansas Water Office, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, counties in emergency stage are eligible for emergency use of water from certain state fishing lakes, and these counties also become eligible for water in some federal reservoirs. Individuals and communities need to contact the Kansas Water Office for a water supply request prior to any withdrawals from lakes, and those requests will in turn be referred to the appropriate office to obtain necessary permits to withdraw the requested water. This executive order shall remain in effect for those counties identified until rescinded by executive order ending the declaration or revising the drought stage status of the affected counties. Effective immediately, Executive Order 23-04 declares a drought emergency, warning, or watch for the counties as identified and authorizes and directs all agencies under the jurisdiction of the governor to implement implement the appropriate watch, warning, or emergency level drought response actions assigned in the operations plan of the governor's drought response team. The governor's drought response team will continue to watch the situation closely and work to minimize the negative drought-induced effects on Kansans. For more detailed information about current conditions, visit the climate and drought webpage on the Kansas Water Office website at kwo.ks.gov. Kansas families are set to receive about $7.4 million to support grocery shopping during the 2023-2024 school year. Last Tuesday, Governor Kelly reported that the Department of Children and Families and the Kansas State Department of Education have continued the pandemic electronic benefit program for the upcoming school year. This program provides financial aid to families who get free or reduced price school meals or have children under the age of 6 and receive regular food assistance benefits. Governor Kelly said the PEBT benefit provides temporary funding to address hunger and put healthy food on the table for Kansas children and is thankful for their partnership with the Kansas Department of Education, which will ensure they have the data to get these benefits into the hands of families across the state. As of Monday, August 21st, children under the age of 6 in a home that received food assistance in the state between August 2022 and May 11, 2023, have started to receive the child care PEBT benefit. The benefit amounts will depend on how many months a child received food assistance benefits, and DCF noted that it anticipates distributing around $7.4 million for the program. Additionally, Governor Kelly indicated that the DCF will provide a supplemental PEBT benefit for the summer of 2023. This benefit is for school-age children who got free or reduced price school meals during the 2022-23 school year. Due to the complex nature of gathering necessary data, the governor said DCF will distribute the supplemental benefits in two phases starting in January 2024. The first phase will include an auto issuance of benefits to families who are known to the DCF through a direct certification process, and the second phase, which is set to begin in February, provides families the chance to request supplemental benefits through an online portal. Additional information about the request process will be shared at a later date. The governor noted that the supplemental benefit is $120 per child, and the DCF does anticipate distributing about $13.6 million for 2023. She said recipients will be able to use the funds to buy eligible foods from approved retailers who accept food assistance benefits, such as grocery stores and online at Aldi, Amazon, or Walmart. More information about these benefits can be found at dcf.ks.gov. Resurfacing projects to begin in Trigo County this week. Project work will include milling and overlay on K-198 from the I-70 junction to the east city limits in Collier. Walkeny Business Loop US 283 at I-70 exit 127 north to Barkley Avenue, east on Barkley Avenue to the US 40B junction, then south on US 40B to I-70 exit 128, and K-147 from 1600 feet south of P Road near the Big Creek Bridge crossing. Traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zones and directed by flaggers and a pilot car in some areas during daylight hours. Drivers are advised to plan for delays of 5 minutes or less. I'll be back with more of your news in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
The Norton Police Department are reminding drivers that now through Labor Day, September 4th, the Norton Police Department will join other police agencies across Kansas in a crackdown aimed at removing impaired drivers from the roadways during the You Drink, You Drive, You Lose campaign. It is illegal to drive while impaired, yet one person is killed in a drunk driving crash every 52 minutes in the United States, and just one drink before driving can put you and others in danger because alcohol impairs thinking, reasoning, and muscle coordination. Driving after consuming alcohol or any other potentially impairing substance is a choice you make. So according to the Norton Police Department, the You Drink, You Drive, You Lose enforcement campaign is intended to remind drivers to take a moment to consider how it would be to begin every day with the memory of your decision. If it resulted in injury or death, because if you are driving impaired, you are not only more likely to crash, but that crash is more likely to cause serious injury or death. So you need to think about your family, your friends, your coworkers, and your neighbors. And always wear your seatbelt, because it's your best defense against impaired drivers every trip, every time. Norton Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that you can count on the Norton Police Department to vigorously enforce impaired driving and other traffic laws, not just during this enforcement campaign, but all through the year, in order to save lives. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Animal Health has received notification of multiple confirmed cases of West Nile virus in horses across the state over the past few weeks, and the confirmed cases have been reported in Barber, Butler, Douglas, and Pratt counties. West Nile virus is a preventable disease with annual vaccinations that have proven highly effective. All of the confirmed cases of West Nile virus in Kansas were in unvaccinated horses or horses with an unknown vaccination history. So they were assumed to be unvaccinated. All horse owners should consult with their local veterinarians and make a vaccination plan for their horses. West Nile virus is a virus that can infect humans, horses, birds, and other species. Horses infected with West Nile virus can have symptoms that range from depression, loss of appetite, and fever to severe neurologic signs such as incoordination, weakness, inability to rise, and hypersensitivity to touch or sound. West Nile virus can be fatal in horses, so if you see symptoms in your horse, you need to contact your veterinarian immediately. The virus is carried and transmitted by mosquitoes and is not directly contagious from horse to horse or from horse to human. West Nile virus is a reportable disease in Kansas, which means veterinarians are required by law to report any confirmed cases to the state veterinarian. Residents in USD 294 Oberlin will vote Tuesday, August 29th on a $29.15 million issue to replace a 96-year-old elementary school and update the 84-year-old Decatur County Junior and Senior High School with additions and renovations that would also house the grade school. The district said the bond would be financed over 30 years. The bond will have an impact on the district's mill levy for property taxpayers. A mill levy is the tax rate that is applied to the assessed value of a property. One mill is $1 per $1,000 of assessed value. If the bond issue passes, the mill levy will increase 28.25 per $1,000 of assessed value. For the median home in Decatur County of $66,100, that would mean an increase of $17.89 per month. Voters can vote at designating voting polls on August 29th starting at 7 a.m. Polls will close at 7 p.m. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Call 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions is thrilled with the Hill City Fall sports teams. With great skill and determination, the boys and girls are sure to do well at this week's events. Good luck, everyone, and go Renex from your friends and fans here at Nutrien Ag Solutions in Hill City, your chemical, seed, and fertilizer supplier. Wellhead Systems Incorporated is rooting for the talented and driven Hill City Fall sports teams as they compete at this week's events and games. Good luck, Renex, from your fans at Wellhead Systems Incorporated, located at 710 West McVay in Hill City. Call us at 785-421-2255.
Hay is the word of the day, and when it comes to hay, Farm Implement and Supply Company of Colby and Plainville is the answer. Farm Implement and Supply has a good selection of used round balers, inspected and ready for your field. If you're looking for a new Holland round baler, Farm Implement and Supply is where you need to go, plus any other hay and equipment you'll need. Farm Implement and Supply is always ready to serve your new Holland parts and service needs. See them today, Farm Implement and Supply Company, your new Holland dealer with locations in Colby and Plainville.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The extreme heat is taking its toll not just on crops, but Ag Secretary Vilsack says cattle, also as USDA is updating its payment rates for cattle losses.
These heat domes plagued the United States, and they proved to be unsurvivable for animals. And temperatures, unfortunately, in the near term, aren't necessarily expected to let up.
So, Ag Secretary Vilsack says the Department of Agriculture will replace livestock indemnity program payments to account for the recent jump in cattle prices.
Updating it from $1,244 per head to $1,618 per head, which we think is more reflective of the situation.
Especially after talking with stakeholders.
Stakeholders have expressed to us that the current livestock indemnity program payment rates for cattle at finish or near finish rates simply isn't and are not reflective of the losses that are being suffered.
The program pays 75% of fair market value, and the update will help all producers, even those who have already received payments under the old rate.
If folks have already applied for and received payments for losses they suffered in 2023, they can will receive an additional payment to get it up to the $1,618 per head rate.
And still to come, a final tally of corn and soybean losses from the extreme heat. One other note concerning the LIP, the updated payment rate is effective immediately and will be applied retroactively starting January 1st of 2023 for all eligible cases of loss, including excessive heat, tornado, winter storms, and other adverse weather. And you're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Registration is open for the Sunflower Fair, the Heartland's premier health and wellness event that happens Tuesday, September 19th in Salina. The Sunflower Fair, an information extravaganza featuring speakers and seminars geared for older Kansans, people living with disabilities and caregivers, will happen from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. To register, visit the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging website, NCFHAAA. The Sunflower Fair is a fun-filled day with good times and trustworthy and practical information for Kansans of all ages. Exhibitors will provide health screenings, COVID-19 and flu vaccines, hearing tests, blood pressure checks, and other important health information. This year's Sunflower Fair is paired with the first ever Sunflower Seniors Got Talent, an event that showcases talented older Kansans on the stage of Salina's Stiefel Theater. For the best rate, register for the Sunflower Fair in advance at NCFHAA.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. The hot weather will be back by Friday, but in the meantime, we'll stay near or maybe a little bit above average. So pretty warm across the state. The 100s will return on Friday, and most of our state will be in the upper 90s and low 100s during the upcoming holiday weekend. A few locations will be back in the low 90s today, especially in our western and central counties, mostly 80s in the east. Aside from some passing cloud cover, we'll get a lot of sunshine as high pressure sets up in the central plains. We'll be on a slow warming trend for the rest of the week with low rain chances. On the map heading into this afternoon, Idalia is now a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico heading for western Florida, forecast to become a major hurricane before it makes landfall probably early tomorrow morning. Not much going on around here. Upper level high pressure is in place. We do have a slight chance of thunderstorms in our western high plains, but that's about it for any precipitation today. Overnight, a few clouds and maybe an isolated shower for the southeast counties. Lows will be pretty comfortable in the western high plains with 50s. We'll get 60s elsewhere. High pressure builds in the central Rockies tomorrow, and that'll extend into our area. That'll assure us a dry day. Temperatures starting to moderate slowly. We'll see upper 80s and low 90s again. About the same for Thursday, but temperatures will go up by a few degrees. By Friday, the 100s will be back in the western and central counties. We're expecting sunshine and hot conditions for the Labor Day weekend. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 80s and low 90s, mid to upper 50s for the overnight. Upper 80s and low 90s north central. Tonight, we're in the low to mid 60s. Upper 80s northeast and low 60s overnight. Upper 80s southwest, and tonight we're in the upper 50s. Low 90s south central, low 60s overnight, and low 90s in the southeast counties. Tonight we're in the low 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.